Blog Talk Radio.
Me can't find the key. Me not know what me do. If you are in my nice chair, me can't find the key.
Five one eight six five zero. Your line is open. All right, brothers and sisters, 518-610, your line is open.
Yes, Sister Pearl, good evening. Thank you for opening my line.
Yes, Sister Barnaby. Okay, you can bring your devotion. Welcome, Sister Barnaby, your devotion song and also your opening song and your scripture reading and your prayer and also your testimony.
Yes. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. All of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver. Make of my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and he will help me. Over the world, the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I'm going to read Psalm 62. My soul waited upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will he imagine mischief against a man? He shall be slain, all of you. As a bow in wall shall he be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. Is my defense, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Amen. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. O Lord, my soul wait upon you, because from you cometh my salvation. Use my strength. Use my life. Use everything to me, Lord. You have made me, you have fashioned me into your likeness, and you put me on this earth for a purpose, O God. I'm asking you, O God, to keep me from all the things of this life so that I can fulfill that purpose. Heavenly Father, this evening, all the burdens and all the trials and all the troubles, O God, you will take them, and you will throw them away in the bottomless pit of this bottomless sea, O God. And they let us remember them no more. Heavenly Father, I put this prayer line into your hand, O God. All those who are coming on to take part and those who are listening in the background, I put each and every one into your hand, O God. I'm asking you to spread your holy angel around each and every one of us. Anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, O God. Create in us clean heart, renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Lord, help us to be humble. Help us to be kind. Help us to be loving, O God. Lord, help us to be like you in everything we do. Lord, continue to bless you, bless us. Continue to guide us. Continue to provide our need according to your riches in glory. Lord, I'm asking you to heal the sick, O God, to feed the hungry, and to clothe the naked, and to open shelter for the homeless. I give everything into your hand, dear Father. So, Lord, take full control. Have your way, dear God. Let your will be done. I beg and I ask and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that devotional, both songs, the reading, and prayer. And in Psalms and the Psalms that you read, we know that we only have a refuge, and the refuge is God is our refuge for us. And you know we have to trust him. And we must tell him everything, all our needs, our problems, our burden. So I just want to thank you, my dear sister, for your devotional song and also the reading, and for you to be so faithful to come on this line to give praises and to bring glory to God. Tonight is Thursday night, our Elder Reform Thursday, and we have a work to do. And so far, brothers and sisters, we know that God have told us the medical missionary work is the right arm to the gospel. And we have to follow the gospel. We have been studying this morning. Our study is the sick, to prayer for the sick. And you know, if our soul, our head is sick, the old body is going to be affected. So God gave us this wonderful health message, so that we will be obedient to him and to do his will. And we will start, we come out with some of our health tips so far, and we know our dear sister Consinelli will be bringing the health message and also the health tip. But God have given us a message, and we have to be obedient to follow. So let us continue to be faithful to him. Right? Open this line. 225-337, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I would like to share from the Ministry of Healing and praying for the sick. And I just want to thank Sister Bonnie, Sister Powell, for singing that song. You know, the song says we need Jesus to help us, because we can't do nothing for ourselves. So I want to just read the Ministry of Healing saying here for the sick. I'm going to read two little short paragraphs. It says, God knows the end from the beginning. He is acquainted with our heart, with the heart of all men. He reads every secret of the soul. He knows whether those for whom prayer is offered would or would not be able to endure the trials that would come upon them should they live. He knows whether their life would be a blessing or a curse to them, to themselves, or to the world. This one reason why, while presenting our petition with earnestness, we should say, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Jesus added these words of submission to the wisdom and the will of God when in the Garden of Gethsemane he pleaded, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Matthew 26:39. And if they were appropriate for him, the Son of God, how much more are they becoming on the lips of the finite, erring mortal? And one more. It says, on one occasion, Christ anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay and bid him go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing, John 9:7. The cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer, yet Christ made use of the simple agents of nature. While he did not give countenance to drug medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedies. And I'm going to just read this a little bit. When we have prayed for the recovery of the sick, whatever the outcome of the case, let us not lose faith in God. If we are called upon to meet the bereavement, let us accept the bitter cup, remembering that a father's hand holds it to our lips, but should help be restored. It should not be forgotten that the recipient of healing mercy is placed under renewing obligation to the Creator. When the 10 lepers were cleansed, only one returned to find Jesus and gave him glory. Let none of us be like that unthinking nine whose heart was untouched by the mercy of God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of light, with whom is no variable, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. I just want to thank God for this reading, sisters and brothers, because I have a son. I have a son, a brother, and so many of us have people that we know or maybe family members that alcoholics, drug addicts, or have some kind of sickness. But you know what? God tell us for us to pray for them, bring them to God, and that he would help them and touch their heart. And we just got to ask, just show faith and ask God to continue to strengthen them. And I'm just asking prayers for my son, Jarvis, and my brother, Lionel, and my granddaughter, Amari. Please lift them up, because, you know, sisters and brothers, we just got to come to this prayer line. We need to come to the prayer line every time the line opens and just give God, offer prayers for families. Amen. Thank you, Sister Power. Let me offer a prayer for brothers and sisters just right now. Our Father, Lord Father, we come to thee at this hour, Lord, a blessing to come to the prayer line and to hear praise, to hear our mothers praying for the prayer line, praying for the sick, praying for one another. Now, Lord, as we are here on this prayer line to hear your word, to listen, to accept the praise and worship, and to also testify of your goodness that you have blessed us to wake up and you allow us another day. So, Heavenly Father, we thanking you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us, even this hour, to allow us to be able to speak, because not the next moment is promised. It's not promised to us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We pray, dear Lord, and lift up Sister Barnaby, Sister Consonelli, Sister Powell, and all the other brothers and sisters have not joined yet. But Lord, especially Brother Eli, Lord, my daughter, Nicole, and all my other family members, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Oh, Father, we thank you for each and every one. Lord, as Brother Udy is at work, Lord, he's on a mission to open this door. Lord, we lift Brother Udy up to you, asking that you get him wisdom, Lord. We ask that you bless him, Lord, because he is doing everything he possibly can. And, Father, when we do everything we can, Father, we know that you step in and you do the rest. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we ask that you continue to bless him. And as you get off from work, Lord, I'm asking for a safe traveling mercy. Protect him and be with him, Lord, he and his family, until he get home. Father, we thank you. In your son, Yeshua's name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh, boy. Amen. Sister Leola coming. I have a little problem here. Oh,
amen. I'm here.
Yes, I have a little problem with her. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. 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 Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading the prayer for the sick and express its own self, how we should and what we should do. And we want to thank God that you are able to come and to join to read for us. And God gave us the information and instruction in the scripture. And he said in Luke, the same scripture that my sister have read, and also with prayer, Luke 18:1. The scripture says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And it is at Luke 18:1. It also go further. I said, and if ever there is a time when they feel the need of prayer, it is when strength fails and life itself seems slipping from their grips. Often those who are in health forget the wonderful mercies continue to them day by day, year by year. So when we are in good health, you know, sometimes we forgot what God have done, and we know that God is the only one that help and preserve the body. He said, his benefits, but when sickness comes, God is remembered. Don't we know these things happen? As our dear sister is asking a prayer for our son, daughter, grandchildren, and brother, and we saw what the enemy has done. She also read about the leopard, that 10 was healed, and only one came back and give thanks and praise to God, right? And it also said to us that we have to be also consistent in our prayer and leave all our cares and our burden to Jesus. And this is the time, brothers and sisters, when the crisis that we are in, we saw what is happening. I think my sister read and what she said, what God do about natural remedy, you know, and it should be now. We can hardly talk anything about natural remedy. They don't want to hear about natural remedy. We saw what is happening. The scripture told us, as my sister read a while ago, I don't know if she did read a part with Hezekiah. We know that Hezekiah was there sick, and God had more 15 years to his life. And instantly God had given them the remedy, natural remedy, a fig to put on the lump, just a lump of fig to lay it on a plaster upon the boil, and it shall recover. And as you find that in Isaiah 38:21. So God is showing us how simply if we trust him, he is able and just. And I know the scientists, them do not want to hear that, because they feel that, you know, if you're doing that, no, you should not be saying that. But we know that God gave us the remedy that he wants us to use. And we all have to remember that, you know, we have to go and share God's word to others, because people are dying with fear. People do not know where to turn, and there is causing a lot of sick. And if we do not know how to do it, you know, deal with these things, I know it's going to be serious. So, brothers and sisters here, let us remember the remedy that God gave and the Psalm scriptures that he gave. As he said in Psalms 103:13-14, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame, and he remember that we are dust. The Lord cares for us, and he wants us to realize, to know he gave us the remedy so that we can use and be faithful to him in everything we do. So I just want to thank God for Sister Leola that you do that reading, the privilege prayer for the sick, brothers and sisters. So we know we have a lot of sick people out there, and we need to pray for them. We don't have to condemn them, brothers and sisters. God gave us the remedy, what we should do. Trust him, believe in him, and pray for them in all what they are going through. Thank you again for joining. I'm going to open this line, 518-482, for the empty and also praise and devote a song. Your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. It is always a privilege to come on this line on Thursday and Friday nights. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. That is Psalms 139:14. We all are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is Sister Kensinelli from up in New York State, and I'm here to give God praise and thanks this evening for his wonderful blessing on us. Because of his goodness, we can come here this evening. Because of his watch care over us and his tender mercy towards us, each one of us on this line, we can gather here this evening as a family, as brothers and sisters. My first health tip is about our first parents. They violated the principles of moral and physical health. I know we all agree to that. Yet, they did not suffer with disease and the long bouts of illness that we have here today. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. That is found in Genesis 5:5. This is the testimony of all the first parents of obedience. Until the flood, they just expire. They went to sleep until resurrection. No hospital bills, no old folks home, and no burdens to loved ones. And I always say, that's the way I would like to die. I pray and ask God for that. I must know when I'm going to die. Lord, give me some sign. Let me know when I'm going to die. Yes, because it is not God's desire for us to be sick and lying down for years and just people turning you from one side to another. No, that is not God's desire for us. That is not what he made us for. After the flood conditions changed, man began eating what? What they began to eat? Flesh food. And disease shortened the life. What happened? They began to suffer chronic constipation. That didn't happen overnight, you know. But by reason of continuous transgression of God's law, they suffered. In 2 Chronicles 21:15-19, it says, "And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowels until thy bowels fall out by reason of sickness." So he died of sore diseases. Yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall of asp within him. That is in Job 20:14. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. That is Jeremiah 4:19. There is a direct relation between the clogged up living machinery and the violation of the moral law. Selfishness and passion run rampant. The patriarch David suffered from this problem when he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. In 2 Samuel 11:2 says, she was another man's wife. He took her and lay with her, and she conceived. He conspired to have the woman's husband killed so he could be the proud father of that of a child. And we all know the story. In 2 Samuel 11:12, here is the depth of degradation. This is what David brought himself to. In the 51st Psalms, it is expression of David's repentance when the message of reproof came to him from God. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Recognizing his bowels are the stumbling block of his iniquity. In Ezekiel 7:19, he cried, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalms 51. So all of these things, cloud bowels, give us constipation. And if we are faithful to God and following the health rules, we would not, none of those diseases would come upon us. So it pays to serve Jesus. It pays. I'm going to sing. That's why I like God's word. I like to read God's word. I like to study God's word and to listen and to try to be obedient to his word. I would like to read this, sing this song. It says, give me the Bible. And I like the Bible because the Bible is God's word. And if we follow God's word, we would live a healthy life. It's not that we wouldn't get sick in this world because we are living in a world of sickness and sorrow. But the Bible says in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So my admonition to each of us on this line this evening is to read our Bible. Give me the Bible, stars of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wander lone and tempest tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken, hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior's near. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brightness. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precepts and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal day. Yes, brothers and sisters, my choice, my advice to you this evening is to open the Bible and read the Bible and ask God to guide us. You know, I was talking something about the these vaccines. I'm going to the vaccines now. I was saying to my brother that the vaccines aren't good, and because I was hearing some more things about the vaccine. But he was saying that, oh, you should take the vaccine because it's free. I said, no, I'm not taking no vaccine. I don't want any vaccine right now. Since I hear the vaccine came out, I said, I'm not going to take it. Because we don't know what we are putting into our bodies. And God, our body is a temple of God. And we should ask God to really to direct us if we should take this vaccine. Because it's not compulsory. At least it's not compulsory yet. But we can make up our minds to serve Jesus in the right way. Read his word and ask for direction. Because that has everything that you hear, you could jump and just do what the crowd is doing. Because most times when you follow the crowd is always wrong. And thank God, I'm not a person that follows crowd. Even when I was going to school in my younger days, no crowd. I could stand up for myself and stand out for Jesus. Yes.
Amen, amen,
I'm going
amen. Okay, sorry, Sister Cantinelli, you too?
No, I'm going to pray now. Loving Father, we come before you this evening to give you praise and thanks for the wonderful way in which you have created us. You said we are created by you and we were wonderfully made. And we know that because we are a good work. If we look at ourselves, not even at ourselves, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we know it, Lord. And we just want to thank you for all of this time that you have taken to make each one of us, that people cannot really argue about our makeup, our existence, how we are made, all the intricate parts that God took to make us as human beings. And I'm thankful this evening for that I can come before him with thanksgiving to give him praise this afternoon, Lord. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy towards us, each of us on this line. And I pray this evening, Lord, that you will give us understanding hearts, that as we read your word, we may be willing to listen to that still small voice speaking to us day after day, and that we will not stray from you. So, Father, this evening we are placing each one on this line before you. We are placing them in your care, whatever the situation, whatever is wrong in their life, Lord, we pray that you will make it right. Help them to lean upon your everlasting arms, because you are the only one that is there to help us in time of trouble, in time of discouragement, in time of pain, Lord. We place in all of ourselves into your hands this evening. We pray, Lord, that you will bless each one on this line. Each of us has our problems. Each of us has our sorrows in different ways, Lord. And this evening, I'm praying for a sister on this line, whatever her name is, Lord. I pray that you will strengthen her. She is in the hospital. She got born, Lord. And I'm praying for her that you will touch her. You are the great healer, Lord. And that you will touch her where she is and restore her to her wanted health and strength. Sister Paul, dear Lord, I'm putting her before you this evening. We have other members on this line who have people, members who are sick, Lord. We are uplifting them before you. You know the difficulties, you know the troubles, you know the trials. You know what they are going through. And this evening, Lord, I pray that you will be with them in whatever situation they are in. Lord, we know you can fix it. And we pray that you will fix them and fix their problems, Lord, because only you can do such things. Help them to depend on you and to place all their cares upon you, for you careth for each one of us on this line this evening. Strengthen us, dear God, especially those who are leading out, Lord. We pray that you will be with Sister Powell and Sister, I can't remember the rest of the names, but all those who are leading out on this line, Lord. We pray that you will keep them in perfect peace, that you will give them wisdom to keep this prayer line, that because as we cannot go to church as we should, we are happy to have, what a privilege it is to come on this prayer line time after time to give God praise and thanks. It's not that we can give God praise and thanks anywhere else, but in our homes we are doing our devotion, but we are thankful that we can be encouraged by our other brothers and sisters in this line. Father, we pray that you will give each one a heart like yours, that they will yield themselves to you, and that you will mold them after your great heart of love. Help us to realize that these things doesn't come by chance, and it is indeed a great privilege to have a prayer line like this, Lord. We pray that you will continue to bless each one that comes in it. Help us that we will give our hearts and that we will place our all into your hands, knowing that you are the great healer, and whatever sickness, whatever troubles we have, help us, Lord, to know that you care for us and you are willing to lead us to help us, that we may put ourselves into your hands this evening, each one that come on this line, that they might be strengthened and they will hear something, Lord, to help them on the in the Christian pathway. We thank you, God, for being with us, and we pray that you will continue to be with each one on this prayer line this evening. Strengthen us. Be with Sister Barnaby and help her, Lord, that she will continue to give you praise and thanks. Be with Sister, I cannot remember the names, but Lord, you know all the names on this prayer line. And we pray, Lord, that you will keep us all faithful to you. So when you put in your appearance, when you come to claim your faithful children, grant, dear Father, that not one of us on this prayer line will be missing. And we just want to thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear sister Cancinelli, for coming on the line and so faithful, you know, singing and reading the word and giving us the information, Lord, about how we should be obedient to God's command. And I just want to give you thanks, my dear, and that you reminding us that we are fearful and wonderful made. And we just have to give God thanks. We are made by the image and likeness of him. And thank you, Lord, that we will always remember our dear sisters, that when they, you know, lift us up, sometimes we are down, but they always come to read songs, sing songs, and read paper scriptures and the promises that God have given unto us. And while she was, my dear sister was talking a while ago about the vaccination, in which, you know, we're leaving everyone to their own conscience. But as we have been studying God's word here a while ago, my dear sister, Leola had read the prayer for the sick and what we have to do, because the Lord said we are all sick people and we need to go to the hospital. And we know the hospital of cure is the word of God, and to be faithful and to be obedient. And when she was reading about, speaking about the vaccination that she said, I look upon this as we were reading this a little earlier about Ezekiah, right? Where Ezekiah was sick and he was actually next to die. And the Lord gave him 15 more years was added to his life. And the word of the Lord could have healed Ezekiah instantly, but special direction were given, and let them take a lump of clay. What that is, if we go out there now and place that, oh, they would be saying, oh, we are, you know, presenting false. But the Lord gave the instruction for them to use just a lump of clay and laid it on that boil, and Ezekiah should recover, will recover, right? We also saw that in John 9:17, when Christ anointed the eyes of a blind man with clay and bade him to go and wash in Siloam, and he went his way, therefore, and he washed, and he came back seeing with his sight, right? So we see that the great healer have the power to do all things. And this little part that he have done, we see our nature, what he have done, and with faith in his Father. And he said, while he did not give countenance to drugs and medicine, right? Medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedy. Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord wants us to do, right? Let us continue to trust him. The word is in the Bible, and if we follow him and be obedient to him, God is able to guide and to lead us. So I just want to thank my sister Constanella for bringing the help tip and also our song and prayer. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number 1 so that I can open the line. 985-232, your line is open. 985-232, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters, can you open the line that we can have ample time for everyone to share before we have our speaker?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Just want to thank the Lord for being so merciful to us and watching over us at night and waking us up in the morning. It's a blessing when we open our eyes. I just thank the Lord when I see daybreak and start praying from that time and throughout the day. And praying for me, my fellow members, sisters and brothers, and just thanking him for what he has done. I would like to read this prayer. We see your works, O Lord, all around us, and we are your work ourselves. The heavens stretch on for untold billions of miles in every direction, and they are filled with vast galaxies of stars and thousands untold wonders. But even they cannot but begin to declare your full glory. We stand in awe of you and your worship. O God, our Creator, amen. Thank God for his good words that we are able to read and have something to go by daily and get some understanding and can help to encourage ourselves on something biblical that we can start our day. I mean, it makes me feel wise and strong. Sometimes I don't interpret, but I know a lot of things that I do interpret, and I know it's the Lord's work, and he gives me a little knowledge to enjoy what I read and have a blessed day. So I just thank him for letting me go sometime. Like yesterday, I read like three verses in Psalms, like Psalm 56, 57, and 58. And I ran into some things that was deep, and I'm like, wow, this is deep. But anyway, I read, and after I got to reading where the serpent was in there, I was ready to give up. Then I said, nope, keep reading. Don't stop. Don't be afraid. Keep reading. Because I'm afraid when I read that part, I'm ready to give up. I said, nope, keep reading. You got to keep reading. So I kept reading, and I was by myself at home, but I got brave. I kept going, and I finished it to the end. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. You gave me the strength. So I thank the Lord because he gave me the strength to go forward to read the things I didn't want to read. Because usually I don't read, I give up. So I thank him for letting me read it. And I enjoy what I read because it was deep. And I'm like, But thank God anyway, and my brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful thing. Just reading the Bible and getting some things out of it. I never really got deep into it until, like I said, I got into Advent Mike. And once upon a time when I was on my bed of affliction, I read and try to read, but could never stay up. But I do what I could. But I thank God I met it being light and that opened my eyes. Now I'm getting stronger and stronger, and I'm feeling a lot of things that I never felt. So God is moving. Thank you, Jesus. So thank God. And I just want y'all to keep me and my family in prayer. Keep that being light in prayer. All the members and all the help, go strong, because we need them. And we pray they continue to stay strong, so they can continue to help. And God bless them to stay strong and continue their missionary and everything they need to go. So I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to let Brother John say what he needs to say, and God bless each and every one.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, this is John from Houma, Louisiana, Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I'll rephrase that. I'd just like to say, yeah, thank God for Event Light. Thank God for the prayer line. And as my wife said, the sisters, the brothers, the teachers, all the learners that's listening. And I just want to thank God for his many blessings. And like my wife was saying, you know, God is amazing. And we learn a lot through the Bible and through God. And I just want to say that, you know, through the Bible, you know, God through the Bible, God talks in such a way that it makes us want to listen. And through prayers, God listens in such a way it makes us want to talk to him. And that's the way I see it. And that's the way I feel about God and Jesus and our blessings. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Give God praises. To God be the glory, great things he have done. We just want to thank you, Sister Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and sharing. And brothers and sister, our heart must be rejoicing to listen to the testimony as we have been listening on the line, that we have been encouraged to read and to study the word. And we heard this evening the report from our dear brothers and sisters, Sister Brenda and Brother John, report how much important the word of God is. When they study the word, they get more stronger. They get to understand the word more and the love of Christ in their heart for just continuing to read. So we just want to thank God. God is to get the praise this evening, brothers and sisters. Let us praise him and give him all the praise, because he have been blessing us. Each one of us have been learning from each other, you know. And when we heard all these wonderful testimony, brothers and sisters, just let us, you know, have to just say, Lord, help us that we will be faithful to you. So I just want to thank my dear brothers and sisters for sharing. All right.
Amen. Sister Powell, this is Sister Leola. Sister Powell, I just want to share something right quick. Can you hear me, Sister Powell? Sister Powell? It's Sister Leola.
Sister Leola, your line is open.
Okay. All right, Sister Powell. Yes, I just wanted to share about Brother John and Sister Brenda. I want to thank God for my brother-in-law and my sister. And when I hear what they are saying on the prayer line, you know, the God of heaven is praising, and the angels are praising the Lord for what they have been doing on this prayer line. They came to this prayer line by faith. They know Sister Leola was on this prayer line from the beginning for 8 years, and they join in and they begin to listen, and they begin to have Bible studies. And now
I see how God has blessed him, and I am truly proud. I'm happy for my sister and my brother-in-law for what God is doing for them. And now they begin to share the word of God around them. And, you know, that is a blessing for me, because when I began to share with them and they came on the line, and like they say, Brenda didn't read much, and she used to always tell me, oh, I can't understand that. I don't understand all that thou and thee and all those, the words she couldn't pronounce. She didn't know how they go. And I just say, praise God, listen at my sister read now. She's reading prayers and just giving God the praise. So, Tawa and brothers and sisters, we should be praising God, because the Bible tells us that over one sinner, he said the whole host of heaven is just praising God. And just as Christ said, he didn't come for the ones that saved. He come for the lost sheep. He said for 99, there was 100. He went back for that one lost sheep. And he said, just one. And I just praise God for that, because, you know, sisters and brothers, when we tell somebody about the Lord and they come to the prayer line and then faith on the prayer line, I have one more, a couple of more people I done share the prayer line. And we're going to need to lift them up in prayer that they can be consistent and that the Lord can work on. And I always share with them, stay with us, stay on the prayer line. And as you stay there, you're going to get more and you're going to understand better. So let's just keep those in prayer that's been on. You know, many of us have invited people, but when they don't stay, they can't hear what God is trying to do for them. He's trying to teach them. He wants to save each and every one of us. So continue to pray and lift them up before God. So I just want to thank Brother John and Sister Brenda for staying with the prayer line. So thank you, guys, and continue to stay here. And I know they invite people to the prayer line. So, Sister Power, thank you. I just wanted to thank my sister and my brother-in-law. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. I know God is to be praised for all the things that he has done, and I know your heart is rejoicing to know. And each one of us on this line is rejoicing and have joy in our heart when one person come to know God. So we just want to thank you, and also thank Brother John again and Sister Brenda for reading and studying. And now we are encouraging you, Advent Light are encouraging everyone, let us study the word for ourselves, the Bible. That is where we get the truth. And if we do not have the truth in this time, brothers and sisters, we are going to fail, right? So let us continue to study God's word. And be patient, brothers and sisters. I'm opening the line one by one. 352-477, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, my dear cousin. Today, this is the Martins from Tennessee. We're here this evening to give God thanks and praise for his mercies and his blessing, and to encourage everyone to kneel at the cross. Kneel.
Amen.
Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Listen to his voice. Live with him you can, and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross. Live as we can. Kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross. There's room for all who will his glory share. Bliss there awaits. Harm can never fall. Those who are anchored there. Kneel at the cross. Will meet you there.
Thank you, Sister Martin, the Martin family, singing Kneel at the Cross. Jesus will meet you, dear brothers and sisters. What a day that will be when we all will be kneeling at the cross, when we will be looking in the face of Jesus and to see this wonderful smile at that cross. So at this time, Father, we just have to give God thanks that we can come together and, you know, our sisters and our family can join and we can sing praises. So I just want to give thanks to the Martin family for that wonderful, wonderful encouraging song, Lord, to help us that we know that we have to, each one of us have to kneel at the cross and each one of us have to be waiting for Jesus. And what we have to do, we have to do it now. So we just want to thank you, my dear brother and sister Martin. You know, brothers and sisters, I just give you a little hint about the Martins family, right? The Martins family is mother, father, and the daughter. And when you look and see young people, the daughter, I'm telling you, she is really singing for the Lord, joining the parents, and they are doing wonderful, wonderful work and ministry out there in various places, you know, and they sing songs and pray, give God praises. And we just asking you guys, every one of us, let us pray, lift them up in prayer, because they do a lot of traveling, you know. So let us lift them up in prayer. They're living in Tennessee. And, you know, we hope one day soon and very soon we all will be together, you know, and to listen to the wonderful voices and not only the Martin family, what they're doing with their ministry in singing songs. We also have the Boyd, Sister Boyd, who is also there for having some cassettes. They are having it out. So all these things, Sister Martin, they must also have some cassette out. So brothers and sisters, if you guys are interested in some of these wonderful songs that you can play and to listen to their voice, you can contact Advent Light and we will share. Okay, so we just want to thank you again to the Martin family for that song. Okay, 804-232-238, your line is open.
Well, hi, this is Sister Katie in Virginia. I just wanted to say that I have been away from the prayer line for a few weeks due to medical missionary class, and it sure feels good to be back. I had no idea that I would miss it so much, but it is really good to be back and to hear everyone's voice. It's like being home with family to be good, and I just pray that God will continue to bless this line and continue to keep it on, because it really touches people in ways that you can't even imagine. As I just wanted to say, it's really good to be back and to hear everyone.
Amen, 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 amen. Welcome back, Sister Katie, to Advent Light Prayer Line. How is those little ones? We just want to give God thanks that you are back on the line and God have bring you back. And, you know, God is so good and he's so great. And we always been praying for yourself, the little one, your son, and, you know, yourself and family members. So we just want to let you know that we welcome you back and thank you for sharing tonight. Okay, 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your
Amen.
Name, where you're calling from?
Amen. Good evening. Hi, Sister Paola. Thanks for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee, and I was blessed to hear the Martins. I have met them. I saw the husband at church Sabbath past. Elder Bridges was speaking,
oh,
and I've seen them at another church before. It's just, wow, it's just a small world because, you know, I know you, Sister Paola, and you know them, and I've met them since being here in Tennessee, and they're beautiful family, beautiful voice, praising the Lord with the talent and that he has given them. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to share my verse for today. Please keep my client in prayer. Jeremy, he has MS. This is a new client I start working with today. Really nice family. They just poured out, you know, the grandmother. Call him Mammy. They're, you know, Caucasian, really nice family. You know, she just told me all about her life, how difficult it was, you know, with the family dynamics and just everything. And, you know, she was just asking me, are you holiness, you know, church? You know, you're different from the other caregiver, you know. Where do you go to church? I see you only wear skirts and this and that. And I told my husband about you. Because he works and I'm not there when the husband come. I take care of the assist with the grandson. He's only 37 and he's, you know, lots of problem. But giving God the glory for me to be there and to minister to that family and to share the love of God with them and to talk to them. And I just wanted to share this verse from John chapter 10. Starting at verse 9, John chapter 10, verse 9, it said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And this is what I was reading to Jeremy, and I was just doing an example because there was a door there too, and I was also doing an example. And I just thank the Lord, you know, verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And, you know, I told him, you know, well, he knows that that's the devil and those that are working for the devil. But Christ said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, who owns the sheep are not, seeth the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and flee, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Amen. So I was just, you know, telling him more that Christ gave his life for us. He died for each and every one of us, and he's the good shepherd. I'm sorry. He's the one that laid down his life for us. But the hireling are most of the ministers who are not caring for the flock, who are not teaching the right thing, who are, you know, recommending to put poison in their body and to take things that are not, or make decisions that are not according to the word of God. Those are the hireling, and they're going to run and they're going to flee and leave the sheep to suffer. So I just thank the Lord, and I thank him for his promises and his word. They are true, and they are you know, we have to apply to our situation and our life. So, again, I just want to thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Yes, Sister Carla, thank you for sharing. It's really a small world. I thank you that you have met my niece, and, you know, we are in the same area. You know, in Tennessee, and, you know, this is a time that we all can work together, you know, to build up the ministry together by sharing and praying for one another and carrying out the work. So I just want to thank you. And Sister Carla, you have been, God have been blessing you as God gave us the medical missionary at Reform and gave us the medical missionary. And this time when it is so difficult for us to present the gospel message, even to give out books, is, you know, and the Lord said, his method alone is what carry. And that was the method that God do, house to house, door to door. So we want to thank God that God have been using you, that you are different. They are watching us, you know, brothers and sisters. The eyes of those people, even when they are sick on their sick bed and they have their caregiver come into their home, they are watching us. They saw different. In Advent, when you are serving the Lord the way God wants you to be. So I just want to thank you for what, thank God for what he has been doing to you with this family and Jeremy, you know, and after you have been reading to them and also sharing, and they're asking you questions, and God is putting the answer for you to just share with them. We pray that one day soon, they too will accept the truth. Thank you again for sharing, brothers and sisters. And thank you, Sister Carla. Yes, I'm opening this line, and then we're going to have prayer in the next prayer after. 301-868, your line is open.
Good evening, beloved. How are you? It is such a blessing to be on the line. You know, God is good. Last Thursday, I was in pain. I shared this with you all. I mean, I was so out of it. I slept through the whole time. But God is, he's great. He's awesome. He is the great physician. He is the Alpha and the Omega, right? We know that once we're connected with our Heavenly Father, we can find peace even within the storm, right? We can find peace even within the pandemic, within the issues that we experience, our financial issues. I know, you know, my last child is heading off to college, and I'm telling you, this is so expensive. I'm like, oh my goodness, I left college years ago, but it is so ridiculously expensive. But, you know, I came into some scholarships, like it came through for me where I saw the application and the deadline had passed. And I kept saying, you know, I wanted you to apply for these scholarships. You know, you do come into service hours, da, 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 da. But for some reason, I don't know what happened. I didn't see it. It didn't come across to me until Monday. And I was able to say, you know, and this is very tedious because you need at least 3 to 4 application recommendations for both of them. And I just want to say how God is just moving, because I reached out to people. And I know, you know, we know we're in a pandemic. We know that people are busy just Zooming and doing all this thing. And so I'd sent out a couple emails to some individuals. And I'm telling you, before I finished, actually, as soon as I pressed send, I heard someone responded to me. She said, oh, I got you. I'm doing it right now. She said, I love what you do with your children. I love what I see, you know, how she helps and she's on the line and all of that stuff. And they are now coming back. So I'm prayerful that I will get all of them. They need to be submitted by tomorrow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it via email because I have that option as well. So I ask you all to pray that God will continue to open the doors for her so that all of the money that is needed, I know he's going to take care of it, right, because he promised that he's going to take care of all of her needs, right? So I'm not worried about it. I have peace knowing that God can do all things but fail. But I do want to give that praise report as well, because I'm claiming it in advance, and my health, God restoring me and giving me strength and giving me peace within all of this. So that is my praise report and my testimony. I ask you to continue to pray for me, my family, that God will continue to strengthen us and so that we will be able to stand as we know that his second coming is fast approaching and not waver. I told you as an educator, the vaccination is being pushed like hot bread. right? And we know that when they're talking about it, that if you as Christian, if we are against it, or if we come up and say no, we don't, we can't take it, or you know, our liberty of conscience is telling us not to, or you know, they're gonna look at us as you know, extremists. They're gonna look at us as domestic terrorists, right? And so you see that prophecy is being fulfilled. You see where we are in time, right? And so we have to be prayerful, and we cannot overcome anything with our own strength and in our own strength, but we can do it through Jesus Christ. And so I did share with you all that I went, even though I have the allergies, my doctor was kind of saying, well, I took the vaccination. And I'm like, well, I know I'm allergic to a lot of stuff. So, you know, you need to go back and check the report and check the file. And so I'd reached out to another doctor, and she was like, no, ma'am, do not. She said, with all the things, she said, there's not enough not enough information. She was also sharing that it was not, and I know I'm going into the health message, right? It was not, it's not a vaccine. She said that it is an RNA disease, and I think I had shared this with you all before, that it mutates, right? And so I'm saying to you, beloved, and I'm going to touch on this again as the Holy Spirit is leading to, once we are not able to utilize our liberty of conscience, right, there is a problem. I don't care if they're telling us that, oh, we need to eat 50 oranges. We know that oranges are good for us. But we should have that choice whether or not we're going to eat 50 oranges or not, right, beloved? And so I want you all to pray, you know, pray for me, pray for my family, and pray for our church leaders and our general conferences and our pastors and our elders, that they will take this opportunity to cry aloud as we are blessed with the help message, right? How much more can we say to someone? How about, and I had the opportunity to do that as well with, you know, someone I was talking to on the line, and I was like, you know, are you going out and getting some fresh air? I said, you know, that is good. You know, because he was like, I was a little stressed. I said, how are you getting some fresh air? Are you exercising? He was like, no, I wasn't. I said, that's the eighth law. And, you know, they're not an Adventist, right? But I was like, there's the eight doctors that make house calls. And he was like, thank you for that. And I gave him all eight. We have power. Life and death is in our tongue, the scripture says, right? And so we are able to present this help message with boldness so that people can come to see the God that we know, right? And come to see that scripture that says, thousand will fall by us, right? But it will not come nigh us. And we have to believe that. We have to hold on to those promises, the love letters that God has given us. So I'm going to stop because, you know what I mean? I'm going to stop right now as I see the help messages coming on already, right? And so thank you, beloved, for allowing me to be able to share this. There's joy. There's joy. Come, let's taste of this word. Isn't it sweet? No matter what we go through, no matter what the enemy try to lay, throw away, just know that God trusts you, that you will be able to overcome. Ain't that beautiful? All right, beloved. I'm getting excited.
Amen. Amen. Amen, my dear sister Stephanie, for your testimony and your praise report. And we know that God is able to do all things, and, you know, he is able. So you have to just trust and believe that he's going to. And we will pray for the family, for your baby daughter, who you have been working so hard to see her leave the home to college. You know, God is good. And as we pray for these young people, we have to just remember to ask the Lord to help them, that they will be faithful, that when they go off to college, they will present God with everything. Their character will show who they are. So I just want to give thanks to God for their great, for his great blessings that he has been showering down upon our young people. I'm going to open this line and ask for prayer. Brothers and sisters, this is the time that we can go in for prayer with these various requests. So I'm going to open 423-635. Your line is open. Can you do your general prayer for me? If you listen to these requests, Sister Stephanie requests, asking the Lord to help her health the other day, and but she's doing much better, you know, and she's also praying, asking the Lord to, you know, lead her and pray for her daughter. So 423-635, your line is open. Can you do prayer for me, a general prayer? You'll listen to all these various requests. 423-635. Can you check your phone? All right, I'm going to open this line. Okay.
Oh, you want me to pray?
Yes, 301. Yes, oh. Can you pray for me?
Okay, all right, certainly, certainly. Let's bow our heads if we're able to. You know, if not, you could kneel if you're able to do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with another day. The sun has set, and we are in a brand new day. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord. And we take it not for granted that you have allowed us to see this day. God, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. Lord, thank you for being the great healer. Thank you for being the peacemaker. Thank you, Lord, for being our financial advisor, for being our counselor, for giving us the direction and the promises. Lord, you have protected us and allow us to see another Thursday. And as we're embarking upon the Sabbath, Lord, we ask you to give us your joy, give us your loving kindness, help us to enter into your Sabbath, preparing and looking for it. Because, God, you said, come and taste. Your word is sweet. Connecting to you, Lord, is such a blessing. So, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing on this line. I thank you for the prayers and the testimonies and the encouragement that has gone up before me. And, Lord, everyone that is on this line right now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch them. Allow the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on them. God, have your own sweet way as we see that your second coming is fast approaching. Our actions are being restricted and have been restricted. Our thoughts are being restricted. Lord, but help us to stand for you. We pray for our general conference leaders. Send your Holy Spirit even right now. Stir hearts and agitate, God. We know that the shaking is going on. You said that the prophetess says that bright lights will go dim. But Lord, let us not look to them. Let us look to you. Pray for our leaders. We pray for our elders. We pray, God, that you give them the strength to blow this trumpet, to present this everlasting gospel with boldness. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for touching my eyes. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and are doing in my children's life. Continue, Lord, to agitate their hearts so that they will fully surrender. And as we pray for the scholarship, Lord, we pray that your will be done. And we trust that you will have your own sweet way. Help us, Lord, to mold our characters so that it's perfect like you. Help us, Lord, to present your help message. If we have never done it, but even more now, as you have given us as the help message, as the right arm of the gospel. People are dying. They're hungering. They're thirsting for you and to hear about you and to hear about what we do in order to boost our immune system. Lord, thank you so much for your grace and your long-suffering. Please, God, do not pass us by as we move into the Health Thursday. I am excited because I see what your health message has done, even in my life. Even in my life. I know that you said that you are beyond fear because you said that the wages of sin is death. But Lord, you have given us a second chance to get it right with you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. And anything that I omitted, anyone that had a prayer request, a unspoken prayer request, have your own sweet way. We pray for our young people, God. We pray that you raise up an army to present this message. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. I'm going to continue a few names here. I will just continue. Now, after I finish this prayer, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. Father in heaven, we come again a little longer at your feet. Thank you for the request that your daughter had placed up to you. But now, Lord, we come with a lot of few requests, Lord Jesus, of Sister Leola, family member, as she's praying, Lord, for her Jarvis, Lionel, her brother, and Sister Mary, Sister Brenda, and Amari, and Nicole, and their other brothers and sisters, Lord. Father, we know that burdens on her heart when she comes on the line to place her family member to you, Lord. I know, dear Father, that you are God and you are able to hear and answer a request. So we ask you, Lord, for your help at this time for this family. Continue to bless again, Lord, Sister Brenda and Brother John, the missionary work that they have been doing. We also lift up Sister Cancinelli and Sister Barnaby, dear Lord. We thank you again, Lord, for our brothers and sister, the Martin family, young people, Lord, who is singing songs and giving praise to you. We also thank you, Lord, for the various requests, Lord, even though my sister Stephanie presented to you for her young children, Kaja and KJ, Lord, and for the scholarship, Lord, that they are seeking. You are God, and you can do all things. We also lift up Sister Carla, brothers and sisters, the life that you have given unto her and the talent that you have given unto her and the love and care for the Jeremy, and his family members, Lord. We ask you to bless and to keep them and that Sister Carlo will be a light to them, dear Father. We also lift up Brother Udi and family members, Lord, the father-in-law, mother-in-law, and Sister Melissa and Caleb and Elizabeth, Lord. And the ministry, dear Father, with that health store, give them the strength, the courage, and provide many ways for them, dear Lord. So we give you praise. We also lift up, Lord, myself, my family, and my children, Sister Richardson and Brother Richardson, Sister Brother Wilson and Brother Boyd. We lift them, Brother O'Neill and his family, and Brother Rick, Lord. We lift them up, all of our brothers and sisters. There are so many names. And now, dear Lord, as we are going into the health ministry, Lord, we are asking you to open our eyes, let us get our books and our step to Christ and also ministry of healing, and our pen and paper ready, Lord, to listen to the call. Bless the speaker tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you again for joining. Now is the time we are going to listen to the speaker, 301. I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
All
301,
right.
You're open.
All right. I just linger a little longer again as we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I ask you to be with us. Touch my lip with coals so that the message that we'll be presenting is one that is coming from you, God. Thank you, Lord. As we know, you're in the most holy place advocating on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for your just power and your just love for us. It's just a blessing being connected. I don't know how people do it, not knowing and not being connected with you. Peace like a river coming from you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So I'm going to start with, as we know, this is the Health Thursday, the eight doctors that makes house call. That's what Sister Naomi calls it. What are those eight things, Sister Powell from New York?
Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God.
All right, the eight doctors that makes house call. And I'm going to start from the Old Testament in the beginning, Genesis 1, verse 29 and 30. It says, and God says, behold, I have given you what? Some? A little bit? A few? No, every, right? Every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for what? For meat. In verse 30, I'm reading the last portion of this. It says, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And then I'm segueing now into the New Testament. Third epistle of John says right here, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, right? Truth. Matthew 24, verse 4 says, take heed that what? No man deceive you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that whom I love in truth. Beloved, verse 2 says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou so prosperest. That's what God wants for us. He doesn't want us to be unhealthy. Right? He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in health, and he wants our soul to prosper as well. Verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. That five-letter word is powerful. Verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. We should be settled in the truth right now, right? And so I am going to look at verse chapter 37. Now, I do want to read something to you, because I was talking to one of my friends, and I shared something with him, and he was like, you know what? I haven't even been thinking about this. And I know I remember hearing on this particular line, I think it was Sister Consonelli who shared this information in regards to the vinegar, right? Not consuming the vinegar because of what it does in our bodies. And so it led me, you know, as I, you know, I heard that, and it was like, okay, that's some truth. I'm settling the truth, okay? And so I was like, won't be doing that. And so I thought about, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about vinegar, right? And so it is found in chapter 27, and it's chapter 27, starting at verse 34. But I'm going to go back a little bit, you know, and I'm going to read from I'm going to read from verse 20. I'm going to read 20. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read 20 and then get to verse 34. Because, you know, we're praying for elders. We're praying for, you know, our pastors. We're praying for our GC. And so I want to see, let's look at what the Word of God says. This is Matthew 27, and I'm going to start from verse 20. No, I think 19 is fitting. It says, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. And verse 20 says, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto him, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. Okay? Is that going to be the call for us? I want you to think about that for a minute. Now I'm going to jump down now to verse 34. And verse 34 says, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted, thereof, he would not drink. I'm going to read that again. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. Now, what does that mean? We're in a pandemic. What is the push? Are we hearing leaders? Are we hearing church individuals pushing for the vaccination because they're saying that is where the cure is? But something is very profound, that once he tasted it and realized what it was, he rejected it, right? So there's another, ideology out there. And many of us have been vaccinated, right? Because we didn't know, our parents didn't know, right? They didn't have the full grasp of the health message, right? And so what do you do with that? Do you continue to say, okay, I'm going to be vaccinated because I was vaccinated back this time? Or once we come in light, we are to move in that light? Because he tasted it and realized, uh-uh. So I'm going to go into chapter 37 of the Ministry of Healing. And I'm going to start with the false and the true in education. The false and the true in education. My daughter shared this last week, Sabbath, at the Chat and True, and I thought that, you know what, this was profound. So we're going to share it tonight. And it says, underneath that it says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? There's a whole lot of money being spent on this vaccination, right? There's a lot of kickback. Everybody getting some kickback. I did a little bit of research, and I think some doctors, because I wanted to say, okay, why are the doctors pushing it? Why are this person pushing it? And so they could get anywhere from $10 to $13, just a little mini base. So let's say that you're seeing, you're recommending like 100 patients a day at $13. How much money is that? That's $1,300, right? If it's $10 and you're doing 100 patients a day, that is $1,000. Now, let's push this up now. If you're doing 100 million, I'm going to stop right there and let you all figure that one out, okay? And so we can see what this is, but it's coupled with fear, right? This fear. Fear allows us to do things, and the research has shown this, that when people are fearful, you can get them to do pretty much anything, right? But I remember something in Revelation 14. What is that? Let me see what it say. Revelation. Well, I know y'all could, if y'all could unmute yourself, y'all will be saying it, right? Revelation 14. And I'm going to read from verse 6. And I know that you all know, but I just need to go back over it, you know, for me. And it says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the what? Everlasting gospel. Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto what? Every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Saying. See the counterfeit? Look at what the real thing said. Saying with a loud voice, do what? Fear God. And give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made what? Heaven, earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters.
Water.
Verse 8 says, and there follow another angel saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The world is shut down, beloved. Are we in a dress rehearsal? And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, right. What is the papacy? What
and
is the Sunday worship? Right? Worship the beast and the image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand. Same verse 10, shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. All right? I'm going to stop there. You know, y'all could do 11 through 12, but I'm going to stop there. But verse 7, I want you to pick up that word, fear God. Are you hearing a message of fearing God? Are you hearing a message saying fear COVID? Fear that if you don't take the vaccination, right, if you do exercise your liberty of conscience, you're going to die, right? I also did a little bit of research just to show you, because that's the top thing, and we're talking about health. If you take the number of COVID case and you're going to do your little division by how many individuals die, or have died of it. We're not saying that it's not here and it's not real. Yeah, people are getting sick and people have died from it. So that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that if you look at the percentage that are dying compared to the individuals, you know, that are recovering or the individuals that have acquired it, it is less than 300%. All right, so then that would be zero, the decimal point, zero. It's less than three. It's like 2%, 1 to 2%, 2 hundreds. Okay? And so, but because of the fear that has been fostered, people are doing all kinds of stuff. Church leaders, presidents, you know, everybody. But the word of God we just read says who we're supposed to fear. Fear who? Fear God and give glory to him. All right. So let me get into this. All right. So we're on this. It says the mastermind in the confederacy of evil is ever working to keep out of sight the words of God and to bring into view the opinions of men. Aren't we getting that? He means that we shall not hear the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah 30, verse 21. Through perverted educational processes, he is doing his utmost to obscure heaven's light. Right? Through perverted educational processes, he is doing his utmost to obscure heaven's light. Philosophical speculation and scientific research in which God is not acknowledged are making skeptics of thousands. In the schools of today, the conclusions that learned men have reached as the result of their scientific investigation are carefully taught and fully explained, while the impression is distinctly given that if these learned men are correct, the Bible cannot be. I'm hearing a lot of conversation where people are saying, well, you know, I took it. And I'm just saying because that is what is trending now. And they're telling you, oh, yeah, I took it because Fauci took it or Fauci said this is the one we need to take. So they're looking at learned men, right? Scientific investigation. And they're going off, they're making decisions as it pertains to their life and the body, the temple that God has given us off that. It says skepticism is attractive to the human mind. The youth see in it an independence that captivates the imagination, and they are deceived. Satan triumphs. He nourishes every seed of doubt that is sown in young hearts. He causes it to grow and bear fruit, and soon a plentiful harvest of infidelity is reaped. Is that what's happening? We know that the health message, we have it. But is there skepticism that is being touted that, you know, we can't boost our immune system, or we can, but it's not going to do anything. There's no scientific research that says that if you increase your vitamin D and your vitamin C level and boost your immune system, you will be free of, you know, of diseases. No, that's being rejected as well. It is because the human heart is inclined to evil that it is so dangerous to sow the seeds of skepticism in young minds. And I'm thinking about, this is Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17 says, 17, and I think he's 11. Jeremiah 17, verse 11. And I know this one. It says the heart is exceedingly. Is it Jeremiah 17, Ma? Oh, yeah, Jeremiah 17, verse 9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Right? And we just read this right here. It says, it is because the human heart is inclined to evil, because our hearts are wicked. To evil, that it is so dangerous to sow the seeds of skepticism in young minds. There's a lot of seeds being sown with our doctrine, right? With our signposts, a lot of just doctrines and winds floating out there that to sow skepticism in our young mind, even in our old minds as well. whatever weakens faith in God, listen to this, whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation.
Yes, Jeremiah.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Jeremiah. Jeremiah,
yeah, Jeremiah 17, verse 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mhm. We read that. You couldn't hear me?
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay, all right. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. It removes the only real safeguard against sin. We are in need of schools where the youth shall be taught that greatness consists in honoring God. That's my prayer for my young people and all the young people. Honoring God by revealing his character in daily life. And I heard Sister Powell pray for that earlier. Through his word and in his works, we need to learn of God that our lives may fulfill his purpose. Okay? And this one is called Infidel or Authors. Infidel Authors. I'm just going to read a little bit out of here because we're listening and reading from a lot of documentation that is not giving us truth, right? It's not spiritually fulfilling us because we're not getting the truth. And we read about truth earlier. It says, in order to obtain an education, many think it essential to study the writings of infidel authors because these works contain many bright gems of thought. But who was the originator of these gems of thought? It was God and God only. He is the source of the light. Why then should we wade through the mass of error contained in the works of infidels for the sake of a few intellectual truths when all truth is at our command? Where can we find all the truth? In the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, how is it that men who are at war with the government of God come into possession of the wisdom which they sometimes display? And I know you have heard this before, beloved, but we need to hear these things so that we can be established, right? We can be established in these truth, in these present truth that needs to be preached right now. 2 Peter 1, verse 12, okay? And so it says, I continue, Satan himself was educated in the highly courts, and he has a knowledge of good as well as of evil. We see it going on around us even now, right? People calling good evil, and evil what? Good, right? Good. We have young people saying that, you know, they were born a man or a male, saying that, no, I'm a female, and I can do whatever I want. You know, I could, you know, it's my life, right? This is what our young people are saying. We share that one in every six young people identify as LGBTQ, LMNOPQRSTUV, right? And young at very young ages, right? So we know who is in the mix, who is orchestrating. Says Satan himself was educated in the heavenly courts, and he has a knowledge of good as well as of evil. He mingles the precious with the vile. So the truth with the lies, right? Isn't that what he did with Eve back in the Garden of Eden? But because Satan has robed himself in garments of heavenly brightness, shall we receive him as an angel of light? The tempter as his agent, educated according to his method, inspired by the Spirit, and adapted to his work, shall we cooperate with them? Shall we receive the works of his agents as essential to the acquirement of an education? If the time and effort spent in seeking to grasp the bright ideas of infidels were given to studying the precious things of the Word of God, thousands who now sit in darkness and in the shadow of death would be rejoicing in the glory of the light of God. So if we were presenting this everlasting message, it says right here, I'm going to read it again. If the time and effort spent in seeking to grasp the bright ideas of infidels were given to studying the precious things of the Word of God, thousands who now sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death would be rejoicing in the glory of the light of life. Okay? There, and I'm going to jump down here, I'm under historical and theological work. It says, as a preparation for Christian work, many think, sorry, I didn't jump, I'm still right under there. Many think it is essential to acquire an extensive knowledge of historical and theological writings. They suppose that this knowledge would well be an aid to them in teaching the gospel. But their laborious study of the opinions of men enfeebling of their ministry rather than to its strengthening. As I see libraries filled with ponderous volumes of historical and theological lore, I think, why spend money for that which is not bread? The sixth chapter of John tells us more than can be found in such works. Christ says, I am the what? The bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hungry. Isn't that wonderful, beloved? And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I want that. I am the living bread which came down from where? Heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. He that believeth on me has everlasting life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You can never get enough of this, right? I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall what? Never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. He that believeth on me had everlasting life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6, 35, 51, 47, and 63. There is a study of history that is not to be condemned. Sacred history was one of the studies in the schools of the prophet. In the record of his dealing with the nations were traced the footsteps of Jehovah. So today they are to consider the dealings of God with the nations of the earth. We are to see in the history the fulfillment of prophecy, to study the working of providence in the great reformatory movement, and to understand the progress of events in the marshaling of the nations for the final conflict of the great controversy or great controversy, depending where you're from. Such study will give broad, comprehensive views of life. It will help us to understand something of its relations and dependencies, how wonderfully we are bound together in the great brotherhood of society and nations, and to how great an extent the oppression and degradation of one member means loss to all. Okay? So I am going to segue from that portion, and I'm going to end with this right here. My post-it moved. All right. My post-it moved. Let's see. And my little post-it in here. All right, here we go. I found it. Praise God. Physicians and educators. And I'm going to end with this. It says I'm on the basis of reform. Basis of reform. The progress of reform depends upon a clear recognition of fundamental truth. Did we not start out with truth? Fundamental truth. While on the one hand, danger lurks in a narrow philosophy and a hard, cold orthodoxy, on the other hand, there is great danger in a careless liberalism. Isn't that where we are now? The foundation of all enduring reform is the law of God. The foundation of all enduring reform is the law of God. We are to present in clear, distinct lines the need of obeying this law. Its principle must be kept before the people. So we can't get too much of this. His principle must be kept before the people. They are as everlasting and inexorable as God himself. One of the most deplorable effects of the original apostasy was the loss of men's power of self-control. Only as the power is regained can there be real progress. The body is the only medium through which the mind and the soul are developed for the upbuilding of character. Hence, it is that the adversary of souls directs his temptation to the enfeebling and degrading of the physical powers. I'm going to read that again. It was a little choppy. Hence, it is that the adversary of souls directs his temptation to the enfeebling and degrading of the physical powers. His success here means the surrender to evil of the whole being. The tendency of our physical nature, unless under the dominion of a higher power, will surely work ruin and death. Hear that? The tendency of our physical nature, unless under the dominion of a higher power, will surely work ruin and death. Mercy on us. Mercy, mercy, mercy. The body is to be brought into subjection. The higher power of the being are to rule. The passion are to be controlled by the will, which is itself to be under the control of God, the kingly power of reason. Sanctified by divine grace is to bear away in our life. The recommendation of God must be brought home to the conscience. Men and women must be awakened to the duty of self-mastery, the need of purity, freedom from every depriving appetite and defiling habit. They need to be impressed with the fact that all their powers of mind and body are the gift of God and are to be preserved in the best possible condition for his service. In the ancient ritual, which was the gospel in symbol, no blemished offering could be brought to God's altar. I'm going to read it again. In that ancient ritual, which was the gospel in symbol, no blemished offering could be brought to God's altar. The sacrifice that was to be made, that was to represent Christ, must be spotless. The Word of God points to this as an illustration of what his children are to be, a living sacrifice, holy and without blemish, well-pleasing to God. Romans 12:1, margin Ephesians 5:27. Need of divine power. I'm wrapping up, beloved. Apart from divine power, no genuine reform can be effected. Apart from divine power, that's the team trusting God. No genuine reform can be effected. Human barriers against natural and cultivated tendency are but as the sandbank against the torrent. Not until the life of Christ becomes a vitalizing power in our life can we resist the temptation that assails us from within and from without. Christ came to this world and lived the law of God, that man might have perfect mastery over the natural inclination which corrupts the soul. The physician of soul and body, he gives victory over warring lust. He has provided every facility that man may possess completeness of character. When one surrenders to Christ, the mind is brought under the control of the law, but it is the royal law which proclaims liberty to every captive. By becoming one with Christ, man is made free. Subjection to the will of God means restoration to perfect manhood. How can we overcome this? Not by our own strength. Restoration in Christ. Obedience to God is liberty from the thraldom of sin. Deliverance from human passion and impulse. Many men may stand conqueror of himself, conqueror of his own inclination, conqueror of principalities and powers, and of the rulers of the darkness of this world, and of spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. I end here.
Amen. Anything? You finished?
Yes, I end here. This ends the reading for tonight.
Okay. All right. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for presenting that reading, the fourth and true education. Brothers and sisters, we know that Christ is able to do all things, and he wants us to abide with him. And if we abide with him, brothers and sisters, all these things that is happening, he will be able to guide and to lead us into, not the lies, to lead us in the truth. So I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for this presentation, and also thank every one of us who joined sharing. We have a full house, brothers and sisters. God is so good. He is so great. And I have to say, God is really moving on this land. And as we were reading, as Sister Stephanie was reading a while ago, we have to be on our guard, brothers and sisters. We have to trust God. We have to be faithful. And just one word came out of actually a letter, that word, obedient. We have to be obedient to his word. And let us, as we have the light, move with the light so that we can share God's truth to others so that they may come, they will not make. Come to know the Lord. Thank you again for joining. And we must remember this, tomorrow is the Sabbath. Tomorrow we have to prepare for the Sabbath preparation day. And tomorrow evening we are asking you, every one of us, to join the line. Thank you again. And we are going to close with a word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, we want to thank you for the privilege that your children can join to give you all the praise, to listen to your advice, your command that you have given unto us, Lord. Help us, Father, to be fear, not to be fearful, but help us to fear you with this message that you have given unto us to go out there to the world, all nation, kingdom, tongues, and people to present your word of truth and of light. And we have seen, Lord, your work have been carrying on. We ask you, Father, as you have told us that the youth
that you have given unto us if they were properly trained and direct and encouraged. So, Lord, we ask you to allow us that we can present the truth to our children so that our children, Lord, will be blessed and they will also go to share your gospel message. So tonight we present all our children over the whole world, dear God, to you. Help them, keep them, and guide them, Lord, so that they will be encouraged to carry out your work. Bless us tonight, we pray, each one of us, and help us to be faithful. And all these requests that we have presented to you, dear Lord, we ask you in your will, let it be done. Father, we want to thank you. Bless us and keep us and guide us and allow us to have a good night's sleep, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We will just close off, brothers and sisters. We ask you to have a good night, and we will meet tomorrow, Sabbath, to join and to welcome the Sabbath. Good night, brother. Yes, we're trying to get a song here. Okay. My songs are not coming up. Good night, brothers and sisters.